If you don't like them, turn the dial.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Anthony?
Good. On this TGIF.
See, this is the portion of the show where I ask you how you're doing, even though I know how you're doing, because we've been hanging out for at least an hour already.
We were chatting in the office about how we're doing.
Well, we got to make it good for the radio show. How you doing, Anthony?
Good. Ope's probably here for another 5 minutes, then he's got to go pack.
Why? What happened?
So we can leave on time.
Well, Anthony, rolls in his luggage.
Silly me.
I don't know how you do it.
See, you take the suitcase out the night before, you pack it.
We're going to Detroit, obviously, right after the show today for the ONA Travel and Virus Comedy Show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's going to be a great show. But anyway, so you roll your luggage in, and I'm just like, how do you do that?
You grab some clothes, shove it in the suitcase the night before, and that way you can just roll it in the morning.
My brain doesn't work the night before. I have tried to pack the night before. I cannot do it.
You know what the
worst thing is? And we do so much traveling with this show, and I can't do it. And I was like this in college where, big exam, you have weeks to study for it. I would always have to pull an all-nighter before the exam, and then I go into panic mode, and then I study, and I end up doing okay. And it's the same way with packing. Like, how many times have you guys called me? You're like 2-3 blocks away with the van or whatever. And I'm like, all right. I'm still like packing as you guys are pulling up in a major panic.
Yeah, it's the part that sitting in front of your place van.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Never.
Nope.
Nope. That's your worry.
That's what I worry about.
But you could ask anyone. No one has ever waited for me because I was still packing. That is a fact. Because
just
I will
leave without clothes.
I will get it done. I'll go home right after the show, and I think I have 35 minutes between end of the show and pickup, and I will be packed and ready to go for Detroit. And that's the only way I could do it.
Dude, I had my suitcase last night, and it's open on my bed. And I slept with my suitcase on my bed. It's like 80% packed. I have to be packed the night before or I can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you guys are normal in that way. I don't know what it is. I've tried to pack the night before, and then I started looking at the clothes I picked, and then that puts me in a panic. And I'm like, maybe I need this shirt instead or these jeans or these sneakers. It's OCD crap.
Yeah.
It's OCD crap. And the only way it works is if I do it like an hour before I leave for the airport.
Wait, what do you start thinking? Like, if I don't have this, this won't be a good trip. Or I have to get, you start thinking of all these things you're supposed to
I start
there.
Thinking about what I picked for the trip and then start thinking, well, but I like that shirt too. And I like those pants too. And I like those jeans too. And then I just go into this weird OCD thing and I get all effed up.
Wow.
So I need to be, just packing like in a panic an hour before I leave. I mean, when we take vacations, usually most people, if you take a vacation, you fly out real early the first day you got off, right? I wake up at 4 a.m. to pack so I get a 5:15 pickup.
That's crazy.
How crazy it is. When I could have done it the night before and just sleep in maybe a little later and just roll my suitcase to the car.
Isn't that too much pressure?
Yes, it is, but it's the only way it works in my brain for some reason. I don't know why.
I have an idea. Try writing out a list of what you need to do.
I've tried that, too. I've tried it. It's the weirdest thing, I'm telling you.
How did you say write out a list? You're packing, you're throwing clothes in a suitcase.
Well, I know that.
You're not curing a disease. I mean, he compares it to college. We pack for 2 weeks at a time sometimes, and you put it all in.
Well,
he's crazy about packing.
Well, you guys have done a lot of traveling because of what you do for a living. Ant and I finally are to this point where we do a lot of traveling now, so you think by now I would have had it figured out. And here's the funny thing about the whole thing. I don't even own nice clothes. And I'm in a panic about, which ratty T-shirt should I take to Detroit?
Are you saying you're not deciding between the Calvin Klein
I'm
and
right.
the Joseph Abu?
Thank you. Thank you.
Ann said, you think you don't have nice clothes. Here's the thing. I got like 5 different suitcases, like a 2-week suitcase, a 3-day suitcase. That's how nuts packing is.
Right? I just got the regular suitcase and then the ridiculous going on a 2-week vacation with 2 people. 2 suitcases that are just, they barely fit. Like, the people are like, oh, this, you've got to pay extra.
I've never seen
one.
I've never seen